with whatever you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231 as we launch here into the third hour tonight. It's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive in various different ways there. Of course, we would like to interact with you on the phones here tonight at 800-259-9231. We'll tell you more about Detroit and just the fall of Detroit, the decline of a once great city, or at least my understanding was great. I've never been there. But we'll tell you more about what's going on, because they are just the government people in their attempts to save the city of Detroit are probably going to do anything but that. We'll explain. But
they should have voted for different people.
That much is true.
It wouldn't have hurt it. It wouldn't have necessarily hurt. However, in many cases, as you know, Michelle, when you vote, it's usually a choice between crap and crap. And
yes,
it's usually a total waste of time. In most places, it's a waste of time to vote for most for most political offices. At least that's been my observation. I feel like that's different here in New Hampshire, but then again, that's another reason to come here as part of the Free State Project. So, to the phones and the fun, Homeless Joe is on the line in Arkansas. Homeless Joe, or is it John? Normally we have Homeless John call in. Hello?
What's up? Charles Neely, a.k.a. Charles Neely.
Hey, Charles. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I didn't want to get y'all some fresh up big, man. You know what I mean? I didn't get into... on the ballot here in Arkansas for the second congressional district. And, but I learned something. I learned a lot, you know. But I had some help, some people that backed me up all the way, so, you know, I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling good about what I did. I took a stand, and I...
Charles, do we lose you? Oh, darn. Well,
guess that's it.
Yeah, if he wants to call back, anytime you get a disconnect like that, always welcome to check back in with us here. But yeah,
the wonders of modern convenience.
So he felt it was worthwhile, the political election process. And you will learn something typically if you engage yourself in that. I, having run a political campaign or two in my time.
Mostly how which depression meds work better for you than the others.
It can be very, very difficult. It can be excruciatingly difficult
it
to run
really tough
as a liberty-oriented candidate in a political race, simply because your ideas significantly threaten the status quo, and the people that are involved in the status quo, the politicians and supporters of those politicians, the bureaucrats working for the bureaucracy, typically are very threatened by that, and they will do some very nasty things. People who believe that the politics scene is without risk are not really familiar with it, in my opinion. If you've done politics before and you've actually had a message that was of significance in the the favor of the ideas of liberty, then you will see likely how nasty politics can be and how dangerous. There's always the possibility of danger actually involved as well, because these people are willing to protect their turf and they're willing to protect their system in some cases, in some of the very undesirable, nasty ways.
Well, another reason why it's difficult to get elected as a libertarian is that most of us have inhaled.
What do you mean by that? You think it's not possible?
Most of us have inhaled.
Well, I mean, but didn't Barack Obama inhale? I mean, he admitted that,
Bill
right?
Bill Clinton?
He did coke.
George Bush?
Barack Obama did coke.
Oh, gosh. I am so behind on my news. I need a TV.
It's not so bad these days with the politicians. Like, they'll totally admit to doing drugs, but they'll still crack down.
Them now.
Right. They'll, I learned my lesson, and now the rest of you need to go to jail.
It was very, very bad of me to do it, and you ought not to, so I'll enforce laws that say you can't.
We've got Charles back here in Arkansas, back on the line here. Go ahead, Charles. What did you want to share with us tonight? Or John? Homeless John? I don't know what he's going by.
Hello,
you're on the air.
I just want to say I had people backing me up when everybody else thought it was a lost cause, and I'm glad I did a stand when everybody else said it was, impossible. Can't do it. It's not allowed. I said, yes, it is. Now, because I had a felony record, I had some obstacles in my way. One of them is the state attorney up here at the State Election Commission in Arkansas and the clerk up here at the court. I mean, not the court, but the state capitol. See, if I come up there to sign those papers to declare a candidacy, I will be arrested.
They told you would be arrested because you're a felon who is trying to run for political office?
That is correct.
Wow, that's really crazy.
However, check this out, guys. That's a state office.
Yeah?
Federal office don't apply.
I see.
So less likely you'll get elected there, Charles.
Oh, well, man.
You want to know who encouraged me to just stand my ground and go forth?
Who's that?
Larry Sinclair.
Who's that?
Bubba.
Who?
He was running for Congress in Florida.
I don't know. I don't know who most politicians are, so it's really pretty much meaningless. But I'm glad you found it was a worthwhile. What was the most, what was one of the more worthwhile things about it you felt?
Well, letting people know that, even though when you're down and out and you're a homeless person, you got a record, you can still make a difference by standing for a difference. And if you go to my webpage there at tiny.cc/LR-fightcam, you see some videos I put up from YouTube on this.
Are you homeless by choice?
No, he's not anymore.
No, not anymore.
Okay. Are you still calling yourself homeless, John, or is it? What did you get? What name did you give the call screener when you called in?
Hey, I told him homeless John, aka Charles Neely.
AKA. Okay, so you're still calling yourself homeless, John. Do you feel like that's going to always be part of who you are, or are you going to move past that at some point?
It's just part of who I am, and it's to remind me, what you had in the past was in the past, so therefore. They remind you not to go back.
Well,
that's a good point.
Why don't you make it like Prince, that you're Charles, formerly known as?
Homeless John.
Yeah.
That's what he said, a.k.a.
Well, no, he started with Homeless John, a.k.a.
Yeah. FMA.
It's different.
Mm-hmm. I got my own way of doing things, and my way is an original concept.
I like it, Charles. Whatever works for you, that's what's important, and I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. So, yeah, I like that idea. You got to remember the past in order so to not repeat it. That's an important fact. You don't want to necessarily do the things that you've already done and make those same mistakes over again. 1-800-259-9231. So, let's go back to Detroit, where we actually started the show telling you, just the headline, basically, that in Detroit, Mayor Bing, Dave Bing, has decided with his central planners there that they are going to slice back services, sectors of the city, about 20% of the city. And this is a 130 square mile city, Detroit. 20% of the city going to possibly lose services such as garbage pickup, police patrols, road repair, and even streetlights. Carla Henderson, a city planning official leading the mayor's campaign, said in an interview Thursday that her staff had deemed just 7 to 9 sections of Detroit worthy of receiving the city's full resources. She declined to identify the areas, but said the final plan could include a greater number. She said,
"Your section of Detroit could get lucky, too, and still get municipal services that you've paid for all along."
Yeah, are they going to stop charging property taxes from the 20%? I highly doubt that.
Yeah, I doubt it, too.
So Thursday, as she said, that her team had amassed hundreds of bits of data on household income, population density, employment, existing city services, philanthropic investments, and housing stock in an effort to identify the neighborhoods with the brightest outlook, those that could be stabilized with additional city, state, and federal resources. Ms. Henderson, so apparently she's trying to convince us that they did more than just pick the areas they liked. She's trying to convince us here that they really put a lot of time and effort into this.
They had some formula for picking the area that areas that they liked.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much it costs to subsidize the 4 professional athletic teams in Detroit.
Good question.
Baseball, football,
it's significant,
hockey.
Typically, when the government people will build a stadium, for instance. They spend a lot of taxpayer dollars on that.
You'd think they could just spin it off and sell it to somebody instead of subsidizing it. Here's a way to cut
Well, they did sell the stadium for $600,000.
Not the new one.
Yeah, Henderson said so they're looking into it. She said, "What we found is that some of our stronger neighborhoods are at a tipping point with vacancy. Vacancy adds blight, and blight is a disease that takes over the whole neighborhood. So the sooner we can get those homes occupied, the better for the city." Officials bristle when their efforts are described as downsizing, saying their aim is to repurpose portions of the city, not to redraw its borders. "We will not be shrinking the city," Ms. Henderson said. "We are 139 square miles, and we'll stay that way."
You just have to pay, and we won't service you.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it's sounding like here at 800.
You have to pay, and we won't service you.
That right, that's what it is. 1-800-259-9231. Again, there is no obligation for them to provide you with anything, and this just proves it. More coming up. This is a Free Talk Live. You can take control.
A passion for service never leaves. I'm Tim Lewis, and after 22 years in the military,
I became a mortgage professional, helping my fellow veterans and active duty service members secure VA home loans. Refinancing with a VA loan is a privilege earned through service, and it's my privilege to help you get there. We can help you lower your rate or consolidate debt, even if your current mortgage is not a VA loan. Go to varadio.com to learn more. That's varadio.com. I'm Tim Lewis. Thank you for your service.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 1-800-900-VA-LOAN. VARadio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499 2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can enjoy our website. Lots of features there, all brought to you free. FreeTalkLive.com. Head on over, enjoy the archives. Got a whole bunch of them. In fact, they go all the way back as late as 2006. All of them free. Get a last week's worth on the front page. Easy to download. Then you click into the archive section to go way back. All for free at freetalklive.com. Thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. They have unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, free site builder tools and templates. The templates, there's 4,500 website templates, one-click script installs, an easy-to-use control panel. And if you use the portal that we've created, and I'll tell it to you in a second, you'll get your first month completely free. The portal is hostgator.freetalklive.com. If you use that address, hostgator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. Hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're telling you about Detroit and what's going on there, where they're planning on just slicing back their so-called services, just literally cutting it out of 20% of the city. They haven't moved ahead with this, but this is the direction the mayor wants to go with the plan. Although they bristle, according to the Wall Street Journal, they bristle, the government bureaucrats, when the efforts are described as downsizing, saying their aim is to repurpose portions of the city, not to redraw its borders. And so they're saying, we're 139 square miles and we'll stay that way. Which sounds to me like we're going to keep taxing you whether or not you're in the served areas.
Yes, so that's exactly what it sounds
so
like.
So if you live in the 20% of Detroit, wherein there are still, you know, we're not going to give you any police service, or we're not going to give the roads any attention.
And someone voted in those clowns.
Yeah, sure they did.
Yeah, and they true. Have the power
and
to
they always
say,
will.
We're gonna tax y'all. But we're only going to provide services for these people.
Well, most
That's
people
right.
vote not to vote for a candidate, but they mostly vote to vote against a candidate. So one could say that not enough people voted against these clowns.
Well, one could say that they were only clowns to vote for in Detroit, but I don't know. I haven't lived
all
there.
All those things are true.
All odds are good. That's a true statement. And what Michelle said is a true statement as well. Somebody did vote for these people, and usually it's the government bureaucrats and all their friends and everybody mm-hmm. they brainwashed that comes out and you know and gleefully votes for central planner types. I mean, that's who we're talking about here. These same central planners that for decades have been ruining Detroit and destroying its ability to, you know, to have freedom and for people to be able to make choices for themselves and for their businesses and driving business away and therefore driving jobs out and driving people out. That's why the population has fallen below significantly below a million there in Detroit. So these people have, you know, ruined the city. The same very, you know, this very same crew of central planning bureaucrats are now going to try to repurpose certain areas of the city with their brilliance. And of course, as we've seen, central control tends to have, effects that aren't necessarily predicted by these bureaucrats in advance, especially when they use force on people, and then that creates unintended consequences. The president of the North Rosedale Park Civic Association applauded the mayor's effort to reimagine how the city will function, especially as her own Northeast Detroit or Northwest Detroit area fights encroaching blight. But the wife of a former fire commissioner said many details remained unknown, saying, "I haven't really quite got my arms around that." She said of proposals to encourage people to move to more viable neighborhoods and convert vacant land to other uses, including farming. "It's an urban city. I do understand that the population is decreasing, but what would the advantages be?" You know, I think it's interesting here, the president of the Park Association, the Park Civic Association, saying, "This is great. Thank goodness we have this mayor to reimagine the city in his grand vision." And this is part of the problem, the idea that there's one man who knows best, that there's one man and his team of advisors that know what the solution is for a million different people.
Yeah, and that, you know, that these same people will tell you you can't have a rooster on your land want to now, well, you just move out of your house and we're going to let people farm here or something. I mean, you know, it's just they come up with these arbitrary rules that if you have the idea 1 year before they do, they're going to go after you.
That's all true. Now, as the Detroit City officials say, they're already failing to properly serve many neighborhoods, making the effort to refocus services all the more urgent. "If we have an honest conversation, we know there are many areas of the city where we are not providing adequate service at this time," said Ms. Henderson. So now they just want to make it official and basically say, that's it. If you live in these zones of Detroit, you will be on your own, but we'll still be collecting property taxes from you. Because that's how it works. There is no obligation for them to provide you with any services. It's so important that you come to understand that.
Right. The government does not have to serve you. All you have to do, as far as they're concerned, is pay them. And then they'll serve you with whatever they want. If it's convenient for them. It's now inconvenient for them to provide road maintenance and police and streetlights for 20% of Detroit. And they're not going to do it anymore.
And what can
if you want those services, leave your house and go buy another house.
What can people who are in this situation do about it? they could go and pound their fist at a city council meeting, but what good is that going to do? They're 20%.
It's not going to make any more money. It's not going to make government efficient.
No,
the reason that this government system is failing is because the socialists that controlled, and I don't know who it was that called in earlier and said that it was supposed to be a Fabian socialist paradise at one point, these socialists have shown that their system is a failure. And the suggestion that somehow you're going to take a system that doesn't work and make it effective by pounding your fist is just ludicrous.
Well, you could go and complain that they're cutting off your services and pound your fist about how you have a right to be served, that you're paying taxes and that you should be served. But all in all, it's 20% of the city, so that means the other 80% is still going to be getting the services, so they're likely not to vote in favor of the 20%, right? I mean, they don't want to lose their services either, so it's not like they can vote their way back into to the good graces of the city council. The whole area is suffering from severe economic decline,
yeah.
So it's not very likely the city is going to have an increase in the amount of money coming in to all of a sudden turn the streetlights back on. That's not likely, because you're still dealing with the same inefficient, stupid, slow government bureaucracy that you've been dealing with before, just with less money. They're not willing to cut back on the actual government. They're still, running right along as they've used to.
I'm sure they're not laying any firemen off, cops off, any people that repair streetlights or, anything like that. They might be doing it through attrition, but they're not doing it through any other manner, I can assure you of that.
I'd like to know who has still remained that has money to pay taxes. I mean, back in Egypt, when Nasser came into power and everything was nationalized, those who had money and those who had intelligence and education left.
Yeah, well, that's happening in Detroit as well. People are leaving. But everybody's still paying. Everybody that's there is still paying something.
If you don't have a job, where is it?
The money to run this government is coming from somewhere.
So I assume that Detroit is probably borrowing it, actually, from the federal government.
I don't know if I've heard that one with Detroit yet. I heard that Illinois and California were talking about.
It's bound to happen.
Was it Detroit? Maybe I did hear about the Detroit. But nonetheless, there are still people paying. Businesses are still paying the taxes, the ones that haven't packed up shop and
Here's
left.
Here's a two-bedroom, two-bath Detroit, Michigan condominium for $640,000. Somebody's paying it.
Is that a paid? Is it sold? Is that an actual completed sale? Well, a listing doesn't mean somebody's paying it.
There's a house there that somebody believes is worth putting up on some website.
It's always more useful to look at completed sales to see what items are actually sold for. Well, I know, but they have things like that. Zillow.com.
Here's a castle for $2.5 million, 10-bedroom, 12 bath. And stuff.
Wow. You can go to Zillow.com, which is a pretty neat little website. It actually gives you a map view of most areas of the country, and you can actually see a map of all the properties for sale. And there's sometimes you can see what properties actually sold for recently there as well, which is kind of instructive.
There's a cannabis college
in Detroit. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Share whatever you want. Maybe you've been to Detroit. Maybe you've got an inside scoop. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. Free. Cam.freetalklive.com will get you right to our cam page and allow you to interact with other listeners. Because on the cam page, you'll find the chat room. You can get in there and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners while you listen and watch. All of it all for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GVICs, Zenpax, and X2, that are all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers and up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and services on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. Go check it all out at memorydealers.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. We continue with your thoughts, your calls. Ray is in Washington. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hi, folks. Hey, hello tonight.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you know something? If you get a house in Detroit for a dollar, I got $10. I'm going to get a real good house.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking at pages and pages of houses that are below $1,000. And I can only assume that if somebody's got their house listed at $1,000, that
they'll take
pay
an offer.
Anything.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I don't know how they do things in New Hampshire, guys, but I know how they do things in Washington, and they assess the value of a house, how you pay your taxes against the value of what your house is worth. Is that the way it is there?
I don't, what, in New Hampshire or in Detroit?
Yeah, how do you pay your taxes? It's against the value of your house?
Yeah, the appraised value of your house.
Appraised value. Okay.
And the land, yeah. Too. Yeah.
The government bureaucrats make up their own number, but it's usually relatively close to the sort of average price.
The value of your property, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I bet you those guys in Detroit are the real free staters, because how much tax you get against a dollar?
Yeah, I don't know. Even if it was 5,000, I mean, I can only imagine that there's page upon page here. I'm on page number 4 of Realtor.com looking at houses, and I'm just at $1,000. I don't even have any idea at 5,000. But if you're talking about an assessed value of, millage at maybe 40, you're still talking about an incredibly low rate.
Well, if you're assessing on a dollar and $14 a thousand, figure a dollar, you're going to pay about, 20 cents in taxes?
1.4 cents, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty low. Anyways, let me just say to you guys, hey, you know what? It's not only there. You have an affiliate in Aberdeen, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm looking at a four-bedroom, one-bathroom, 1,465-square-foot house that's on just a local, wide-open real estate page, a multiple listing as we know it, for $24,000.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, there's at least 10 homes here under 30. Now, I'm not saying we're as low as Detroit, but the bottom here is
it's,
what I'm
it's getting there. I mean, I just look at
places like that in New Hampshire. You can go move to Berlin, New Hampshire, up in the northern part of the state, and you can get rates the same way. So, I mean, it's a dying town, though. I mean,
right. And that's why Detroit, is. Would you say Aberdeen is dying, or is it just
a dip
down because of the pop of the real estate bubble?
Well, Aberdeen was a log town, and when they spotted out, it caused it a lot of problems. Really,
I used to live in Coos Bay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And you know what? The whole thing that really crushed these towns was this mean, disastrous little invention called the chainsaw, and it destroyed them. And I'll tell you why. When the times were good here is when two men walked out in the middle of the woods and took an axe and cut down a tree that was 5 foot in diameter. And it took them all day.
I guess it did.
Oh, I blame the unions.
No.
I blame the unions and the government for taking away the opportunity for fishermen to fish and granting the Native Americans the only rights to fish 12 months out of the year and the fishermen only 2 months.
That would be somewhat true, but the problem is I used to live in New Jersey and I was a young man, used to walk down to the beach in Cape May and look at the boats. And they were about 175, 200, maybe 300 feet off the shoreline, and they were fishing for clams. And when the time I turned 18, which was about 6 years later, we were going out 50 miles. Hmm. And that had nothing to do with the woods. We were just taking everything in sight.
Well,
and we were taking it ten times faster.
If we're able to decrease the population drastically like it's proposed, there will be enough fish for everyone.
Well, that could be true. But the problem is mechanization of a lot of things, just like that chainsaw. The day that chainsaw showed up, 150 men walked out of the woods. And then the day the fella buncher, which was the giant...
Yeah, but that's okay because the cost of the product gets to go down, too. As efficiency increases, costs are reduced.
Yeah, those guys didn't find jobs.
That part didn't happen.
Well, then
the log steadily went up over the years.
Well, maybe there are different reasons for that.
Well,
inflation
part of it.
inflation.
Printing more money.
Right.
Well, in this little town... Okay,
if I'm running a business and I can save money, I'm going to pass that savings on to my customers because it makes
me more competitive.
You know
what? And that's happening. Okay, that does happen. Okay, let's take a look at a drill. Remember a drill when we were young folks? Probably a drill was $39.
Sounds about right.
So how much profit was made on a drill at $39? Now a drill is $9. How much profit is made out of $9?
You can still get a drill for more than $9. I mean, you're talking about the
bottom
barrel.
But you can get a drill for $9. 30 years ago, you could never get a drill for $9.
Well, this is the nature of the marketplace, is it becomes more efficient at producing a given item. And, the efficiency means...
Drive down prices. It's a good thing.
Now, when those two men were cutting with that saw, they built that house that I just talked about.
So why don't you go live with the Amish?
I do. I do better than live with the Amish. I live in that town on 40 acres. I came here and bought a 57 acre farm for $52,000.
So you took your money from New Jersey and where you had
here when I was 19 years old, so I've been here a long time.
Where you take inflated value of a home and you get to go to some little state like Oregon or Washington and you get to buy up one of those homes there for their meager price, and then that poor person now can't afford to replace the home that they just moved out of because you've driven up the price. That's terrible.
No.
she's being facetious. But thanks for the call.
I appreciate
hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. It's like complaining that mechanization has ruined all the jobs for the farriers. Well, I mean, you know, the creating the automobile has destroyed jobs for farriers.
I like indoor plumbing. So much more than an outhouse.
If you look at all the mechanization that's come along and all the jobs that have been lost, but there's more jobs that are created.
They didn't have the
internet when chainsaws were invented.
Right.
Now we do. People work on the internet.
It's not like these people that lost their jobs as loggers are still out there looking for a job. They found something else because there are new ideas that are constantly being created. And as long as we have the relative freedom with which to implement those ideas and to create new businesses and new concepts, then there will always be new opportunities presented to people. It means they might have to change their skill and create a new skill or, you know, get more skilled in another area in which they weren't before. But that's okay. We're always growing and learning and doing new things.
You know, the inverse must be true, too. I have left several jobs in the advertising industry of my own accord. Does that mean that those jobs are still open? I mean, does anybody really believe that? That those companies are all without an advertising executive because one of them left? No. Oh, they went out and they hired another one. Maybe he's better. Maybe he's worse at selling ads. But you know, they went out and found somebody who filled that location. I mean, this is just how the marketplace works. It's not the creation of technology that makes these things terrible. It makes them better for everybody.
So 800-259-9231 is your number. I'm just looking through here at Detroit over at Zillow.com, and it's just amazing. What's more amazing is that somebody's buying these houses. I figured I would see when I was going to look at Zillow, where it shows you the overhead view of a city, and you can see what's for sale and what's sold. I figured I would see way more for sale than had sold. But people are actually buying these houses. I mean, we're talking about 300, 1.1K, 4,000, 9,000. I mean, just all over the place, but most of them are under $15,000 or under $30,000. There's nothing, very few that are significantly priced or in a...
Richard Kawasaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Mm-hmm. What about him?
Well, he's still promoting the idea that you can buy low and sell high.
The idea that you should buy a book about buying low and selling high.
Good point.
All right, more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. So if somebody's buying properties up there in Detroit, whether they'll be able to make money on that is another question. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade and sell silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
And, you can join us on the phones here like Steve is doing in Washington. Also, Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Steve in Washington? Going once. Steve in Washington.
Hey.
There he is. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey there. I over the holidays, I had a family, an extended family, and family I haven't seen in a while over at the house. I sure tried to avoid getting into a political conversation, but that kind of got drug into one kicking and screaming. And I was talking to a co-worker and friend of a friend who would come over, and he's a nice fella, but he's stuck in this left-right paradigm. And so we were talking about that, and I kind of slowly started, giving hints that I was the way he would look at it is I was a little bit to the right of Milton Friedman, because he kept bringing up Milton Friedman. So going by his left-right paradigm, I was to the right of Milton Friedman. Then it was when it was revealed that essentially I'm a voluntarist or anarchist and anarcho-capitalist, whatever you want to say. he suddenly then said, well, that's the same, that's the far left. So one of the reasons why this left-right paradigm is so stupid and so and has such poor explanatory power is that how he looked at it is that the smaller you want the government, the more to the right you move, until the point where you reach no government, and then all of a sudden, bang, as if by magic, you're all the way on the extreme left side of the spectrum. So I just wanted to mention how stupid it is, the left-right paradigm, why it's stupid, and how come it has no explanatory power whatsoever.
It's frustrating. Yeah, and you just have to... you have to do what you can to expand people's minds beyond that. Like, give them the world's smallest political quiz at quiz.freetalklive.com.
This is where I find the ideas of, and I hate using this term because it confuses people, panarchy, to be ones that that are helpful to people. And panarchy is the idea that governments don't need to be attached to land masses, that you can choose your own government for yourself, and that that government can service a large amount of people, a small amount of people, and doesn't have to be attached to the ideas of land masses. This then doesn't screw with their paradigm of government or not, because at that point, you can have more government if you want it, you can have less government if you want it. It's just that your desire for government, the amount that you want, doesn't impose on other people. I mean, one of the reasons that I married my wife is she's a very organized person, and I was hoping to have some of that rub off on me. Anybody ever entered into a relationship like this that you, Ian, you hope to have some of my sales prowess, benefit you in this business, and that's the reason you hired me in the first place?
Everyone I've ever been involved with romantically, I've wanted them to rub off on me.
Oh, my.
So there's, these, I'm lost. So,
your face is so red.
I am. So, I mean, just, I want that level of organization for myself, but I would not impose my wife on anybody else. As a matter of fact, I prefer her organization for me myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that you can create pathways to people with these ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I did actually show him the, I didn't show him the world's smallest political quiz. We have computers, but I didn't feel like turning it on. But I did sort of draw it out, what it looks like with the authoritarianism at the top, I think it was, and libertarianism at the bottom, or vice versa.
That's the other way around. Libertarian is at the top, authoritarian at the bottom, and then left and right and center.
Left and right, yeah.
And it turns the left-right spectrum into, for those that aren't really sure what this is, you can go to quiz.freetalklive.com. You can take it online. It helps people expand their vision of this left-right spectrum to include other things that just wouldn't work on the left-right spectrum. Like, for instance, you could ask somebody, well, if it's right to be in favor of, if it's right to be in favor of the ban on drugs, for instance, and it's left to, excuse me, I'm putting this the wrong way. If it is, if I'm in favor of ending the war on drugs and I'm in favor of total gun freedom, where would I be on the left-right spectrum?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that would put me in the center, because somebody who's thinking the left-right spectrum way might think, well, you're a moderate, then you're, you take one side from each position. Well, wait a minute. What about somebody who believes the opposite? What about somebody who believes in, the war on drugs and the war on guns? Where do you put that person? Would they also be in the center?
They're an authoritarian.
Right. So then you can show people that you can expand this left-right paradigm to include another dimension, basically, the up and the down.
Is this the one with anarcho-capitalism and those?
No, it's just the libertarian. It's a real kind of intro to liberty kind of
square that
thing.
Comes. Okay.
Yeah, it's a diamond chart,
yeah.
The Nolan as it
chart,
has been
yeah.
called, or a square turned on its point, one of its points. So go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry with your thoughts, Steve.
No, that's okay. In fact, that's a really fantastic explanation of why the left-right thing fails is because each guy ends up in the center, even though they have completely opposite views.
Yep, exactly.
Right. And by the way, the last thing that I wanted to mention was that I actually gave Barack Obama the Nolan chart test. I took it as if I was Barack Obama. And I didn't go by his rhetoric, which is what they usually do whenever they grade these political people. I did it by his actual, his actions. And Barack Obama ended up in the authoritarian side, which is not a big surprise, but he actually ended up to the right of the center. So he is a right-wing authoritarian.
Interesting.
Stephen,
thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
If you've got a Christmas list that includes some kids, I recommend An Island Called Liberty. It's a picture book for kids, and I read it to my son Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go now to freemarketunderdog.com. See some samples there. Order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL. freemarketunderdog.com, An Island Called Liberty.
So we're going to continue here with your thoughts. We go to Mark listening in Texas. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm calling about the recent attack or supposed attack on the Royals car in London. And, I just wanted to make the point is, first of all, these, and some people might not agree with it, but a lot of people, you know, that live in London would agree with it, and a lot wouldn't because they're loyalists, but these people are nothing but a burden to society, and they're glorified welfare recipients, and people
who are,
seem
to worship. Who are these people? Are you talking about the royal family or the people who tip their car over?
No, I'm talking about Charles and the Duchess of Horsestall.
Mm-hmm. Do they get government money? Because I don't know whether that's the case or
It's not that they get government money. Britons tend to think of it, or the way anybody tends to think of it, is the loyalists tend to think, well, they have they bring in more money because of tourism than they spend on them. But in reality, these people own yachts and live high on the hog off of everybody's money, and everyone seems to worship them. That's almost like me telling you to give me $100 million, and then you sit there and admire me after you give me the money.
Yeah, that's what's crazy. There's no doubt. But also, to just kind of reiterate what you were saying before from a different perspective, the people that were doing the violence there were also glorified welfare recipients. I mean, they're basically a bunch of kids demanding free government education.
Well, I think, you know, they blew it out of proportion as far as what it was for. You know, they were supposedly rioting because of the increase in the cost of their education.
Right, and they want a free education. They believe they deserve a free education, so they want to be welfare recipients too. So it's like welfare recipients fighting welfare recipients.
I understand that, but the thing is, you know, they sat there and said that they looked horrified and all this. Well, to me, when I watched the video, it just looked like two people sitting in a car. But the look on their face was kind of like, oh no, we're about to get what's coming to them. We're about to get what's coming to us.
Do you support this then? Do you support using violence against people?
I'm not saying no one was using violence, but I'm saying they shouldn't be in the position.
Weren't they trying to tip over their car? I didn't see the footage. I just heard through the grapevine.
Nobody tried to tip over their car. That never even happened.
Okay.
No one tried to tip over the car. But the thing is, they're leeches. They don't serve any purpose in this day and age. Royalty? I mean, give me a break.
I agree, and I kind of disagree.
I'm the king. I'm the king right now. Give me $1 billion right now.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Well, I guess I hate the idea of, you know, that people talk about, you know, girls will often claim to be princesses, and this annoys the crap out of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a princess is a person whose dad steals and hurts, you know, other people in order to get the money they have, and somehow they believe they should be treated well because of that. However, you know, at this point, the royals aren't leeching off of people anymore. They are old leeches that have been pried off of the body.
The government's a problem, and rioting in the streets, I don't think, is a real good solution. Peace is the answer. See you tomorrow night.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.